Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We are joined by Kevin Freeman, our duty expert at the Center for Security Policy on matters involving economic warfare. I'm happy to say he is a go-to guy for an awful lot of other people as well. In fact, it sounds as though the President of the United States has been reading his stuff, because in his national security strategy released shortly before Christmas, a very considerable emphasis was placed on the sorts of things Kevin has been talking about, warning of, and making important recommendations about for quite some time. Specifically, the importance of economic security to the national security of the United States, and the need to recognize that there are those hostile to us who are using economic warfare against us, and, well, at least implicitly, we better be prepared to do the same. Kevin Freeman, I hope that was a Christmas present for you as it was for the rest of us. Welcome back. It's good to have you. Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you, Frank. Happy New Year to you. No, I was very pleased to hear the president's strategy. The National Security Report has a America First element to it. It's strong in economics. It recognizes the modern world that we're in. And so, yes, it was very pleasing. It was a great Christmas present.
Well, when you look at the challenges of our time, Kevin, and there are many that I look forward to talking with you about in the year ahead as we have in the past. One of the prominent ones, of course, is what is happening in Iran at the moment. I talked earlier in the program with Claire Lopez about things that the United States could do that might encourage regime change in Iran, which is clearly in our interest as well as that of the Iranian people. Interestingly enough, a friend of mine commented that one of the things that would greatly help on the ground in Iran at the moment, Kevin, is that if the United States government were to release what it knows about the lengths that prominent figures in the Iranian government have gone to stash their ill-gotten wealth, at least some of which is money that is not being made available to the Iranian people and causing them great privation, it would greatly inflame the animosity towards the regime, and perhaps further catalyze this sort of transformation that we hope will come out of these protests. What are your thoughts on that as a sort of economic warfare instrument, and what others are there available to us?
Well, for one thing, the Iranian people need to know that this very wealthy nation, they have a lot of wealth in the form of oil revenues, has been squandered through the past several decades on all sorts of ridiculous things that are harmful to the world. When the Iranian people realize that they have been put in this position despite their wealth by the existing regime, and that they're being denied the opportunity to live in the modern world in so many ways, they should rise up. They are rising up, and they do rise up occasionally, only this time the president's response is different than President Obama's response, and recognizing we'd love to have you a part of the global community. We'd love the Iranian people to enjoy the wealth that's been developed in the world over the past several decades, and for them to participate. The response that President Trump has given is 180-degree different from President Obama, and I think it's a hugely positive step. Once the Iranian people recognize that this massive amount of wealth has been sold on world markets in the form of oil, and it's been stashed in, you know, it's just like communism. You've said, you know, radical Islam is communism with a god. But it's the same thing. The few elitists gather all the wealth, and for people to recognize that it's been stolen from them, I think is a huge positive step.
It is one of these things that I pray we will see the president going beyond rhetoric to actually exercise the power that he has, and that we as a nation have to help shape events on the ground in Iran. We can't do it by ourselves, but I think we can certainly help those who are in the streets. Let me ask you about China. I was speaking earlier with Gordon Chang about this revelation by Bill Gertz, Kevin Freeman, that is to the effect the Chinese have actually been doing what Donald Trump called them out for the other day, which is end-running the sanctions that they vote for at the United Nations. This secret memo from apparently the high reaches of the Chinese government, if it's authentic, certainly attests to what they've been doing. Not a surprise, given the interests of the North Koreans and the Chinese to maintain this strategic partnership. But Kevin Freeman, again, what could we be doing that we're not at the moment to try to impose real costs to the Chinese for playing this double game?
Well, China's got this incredible economic warfare strategy. It's built on two elements, data and debt. So they hack everything and then they loan money to governments to force them to bend to their will. They have a client state in North Korea. This memo, if it's true, documents and proves that. North Korea has operated with full Chinese support, even though they want to pretend to the world that they're not behind the North Korean regime. They're standing with the world against the development of nuclear weapons and so forth. What we need to do is acknowledge that we're in this economic war, acknowledge that they're hacking everything, acknowledge that they really literally have a economic warfare strategy to take over, and call them out on it. And we need to force the world community to acknowledge this as well. It's going to be very difficult because, like I shared, they've loaned money to countries around the world, cheap debt, and then they call it. It's a form of their power exercise. And it's something that we've got to be prepared to address.
As we do as well, perhaps in this year of 2018, the intensifying Chinese ambitions to displace our currency as the world's reserve currency. It's going to be a very dynamic portfolio that you specialize in, Kevin Freeman. The author, by the way, of two best-selling books on the subject, Secret Weapon and Game Plan. I encourage you to check them out, as well as his website, globaleconomicwarfare.com. Kevin, lastly, let me ask you, the end game is at hand, it appears, in the middle of this month, for Congress to fashion some sort of spending arrangement for the rest of the year. It's widely expected that there will be some sort of DACA deal included in that omnibus spending bill. It will presumably involve a measure of amnesty, at least for the 700,000 or 800,000 folks who are considered to be young adults, according to this Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program. What is your estimation, Kevin Freeman, looking at this just from an economic point of view, of the implications of that amnesty in the absence of something that keeps more people from simply coming here and asking for the same thing?
Well, you Milton Friedman said it best. He said, you can have a social welfare state or you can have open borders. You can't have both. In the absence of a willingness to tighten our belt fiscally and to reduce our social welfare programs, our healthcare and everything else, we cannot move towards open borders. You don't put a clamp down on the number of people coming here and you offer, for example, Bernie Sanders free college for everyone. Who in the world wouldn't come to America for free college? We're on an unsustainable fiscal path as it is. This just accelerates that path so dramatically that we bankrupt our nation.
Well, we have to stave that off. I hope that all of you in our audience and millions of Americans beyond will be using this opportunity, this next few days, perhaps week or two, to communicate to your elected representatives that you do not want DACA to provide an amnesty, at least until there is in place means of preventing more people from coming here and trying to demand the same thing. Kevin Freeman, as always, your insights and leadership on these matters is tremendously appreciated. Kevin Freeman is a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy. I'm very pleased to say we'll look forward to talking with you often in 2014. Kevin, meantime, again, Happy New Year to you. And to all of you out there, I hope you'll continue to celebrate it by joining us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.